a very powerful medrash about Torah as the access point to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to literally possessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but one which employs two different metaphors, and each metaphor conveys a very different part of that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. The medrash begins pivoting on the phraseology V'yikhu li truma, very famous, awkward employment. Am Yisrael didn't take a donation, they delivered donations. V'yitinu li truma, not v'yikhu li truma. So the Medrash interprets the words yikhu as a purchase, that they're not delivering donations li to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're purchasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because by acquiring Torah, and certainly according to the Ramban, where truma and tetzava are not responses to the egel, to the failure of the egel, but they're fundamental attempts to extend the Har Sinai experience beyond Har Sinai proper. So in the wake of acquiring the Torah, we've essentially acquired an access point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the closest we can come in human terms to acquiring Hashem. So v'yikhuli means that by acquiring Torah, we've acquired knowledge of Hashem, a relationship with Hashem, access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's infinite and he's unknowable. And other midrashim cite the pasuk ki lekach tov nasati lachem, that Torah is deemed a purchase because you're purchasing the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's how the medrash begins. A very well-known medrash. V'yesh lecha mekach shemi shemachro nimkar imo. The medrash notes the irony of a sale which doesn't just acquire an object from the seller, but ultimately acquires the seller. Ela amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyisrael, macharti lechem torasi, I've sold you Torah, kivayachal nimkarti imah. So now you've acquired me, because Torah is that mediator or interface between human beings and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first thrust of the Medrash, and the truth is, it's probably one of the clearest articulations of Torah as the access point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chazal, where Chazal actually articulate by studying Torah, we understand Hashem's will, something which we take as a given, and which fuels and propels the entire central role of Talmud Torah, but isn't articulated that often in Chazal. But here it is. It's one of the three or four most overt locations, or locations which are articulated most overtly. At which point the Medrash takes a turn. And instead of describing the process of Matan Torah as an acquisition and acquiring Hashem through acquiring Torah, it describes it as a marriage, capturing the romance, capturing the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just as commander or as all-knowing will, but as husband, the canopy of Har Sinai. And of course, it explains the need now for a truma or for a mishkan. The Medrash describes a king who marries off his only daughter, his princess, to a nobleman. And he's stuck in the following predicament. On the one hand, it's only natural for the daughter to move in with her husband. On the other hand, he'll miss her too much and he can't separate from her. So he requests from the nobleman, Tova Aseli, requests a favor. Kol makom shetaholech, wherever you travel, kiton echad aseli, carve out a small little hut, side room, sheder etzlechem. I want to live nearby. I can't compromise your privacy. I can't live with you. I want to live nearby because I can't fathom being separated from my daughter. Hashem delivers the same message by instructing the Mishkan, and again, the Mishkan in the Ramban's terminology, which is not a response to Chet, but which is an extension of Har Sinai. Hashem delivered his Torah to us as his daughter. So this isn't a sale as much as it is a family setting. It's not Hashem as husband and Am Yisrael's wife, but it is a marriage. And in this case, we're not marrying the Ribbono Shel Olam, as Shir HaShirim would imply, but we're marrying Torah. We're taking Torah as a wife. And this refers or corresponds to Gemara and Kiddushin, Imrili Achosihi, Marasha Kilos Yaakov, Al Tikri Marasha, Ela Me'orasa, various references where we're married to Torah. It's really, some people say, one of the sources for Chasan Torah, when we celebrate the conclusion of Vizos HaBracha, the person who concludes the Torah is married to Torah, is referred to as Chasan Torah. Hashem says, you've now acquired my daughter. I can't imagine being separate from her. I can't, of course, expect you not to travel with her in your world of terrestrial experience to build a little room so that I can cohere or inhere my presence nearby. So both of these metaphors in the Medrash speak of the larger connotations of Matan Torah and the impact upon our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the one hand, we're purchasing Torah, but we purchase Hashem because Hashem's will is captured in Torah. The second Medrash conveys Torah as the daughter of Hashem, just like the daughter represents the father, represents the family. And by marrying the daughter, so we're not just marrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, acquiring his knowledge, but we're creating presence that's even more, in some ways, more palpable than knowledge. Hashem now is present in our world physically. The ability to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah is very powerful and very direct, but it's very abstract, and not everyone can appreciate Talmud Torah, not everyone can see the full will of Hashem, not everyone appreciates that Hashem is Nimkar with his Torah. But that little room on the side of the rest of the camp, not so little, but the metaphors to the Mishkan, that's an experience which both sophisticates and commoners can interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of this marriage of Hashem's daughter.